Any concern for you with the four guys that didn't skate today for tomorrow?
No, they're all expected to play.
Can you give us a goaltending plan just because it's Detroit and it's Helly's home state?
So he's earned the right to play at home. He wants that game. So LB's going to go tomorrow.
Do you look at these two games, some of the guys in the room, say you've lost to LA twice and now you're playing another team that's in the bottom. Are these two games you have to pay more attention to just because of how they might be viewed?
No, is the answer. Specifically in terms of how you just asked that question, right? Do we have to pay more attention to them by how they're viewed? So we have to make sure that we play the exact same attention to any team in the league. And we would have scratched and clawed to get to 18-10 because we have had no arrogance in our game. They had 4 days off going into their Pittsburgh game, changed a bunch of things, and they played a really good game in that. It got away from them. They made a goalie change, but that was a very competitive game. I would argue that they might have been better than Pittsburgh early in that game, and we'll expect that in here tonight. We're aware always that when you play a team that's a blow you in the standings, that the outside view on them is it's a should-win game, but doesn't work like that in this league. At the end of the year, after 82, you'll decide who was really good and who wasn't. But on any night in the NHL, it's a cliche only because it's completely true that the team that works the hardest usually wins.
Get the power play and the PK, the numbers as a whole won't look great, but and then you look at last night and you get a timely power play goal. Do you view it game to game or when those kills?
No, blocks of games. We've liked our penalty kill for closing out a month and a half now. Right? We had a tough night against Columbus and it didn't cost us the game, and a tough one the other night that cost us the game in overtime. But other than that, it's won games for us. The power play, we've had shots and we've had what it's supposed to look like up until the puck goes in the net. So our shooting percentage is under what it should be. Our shot numbers are very close to where even they were last year, and then we're starting to get those looks like Mark in the slot or Mark backdoor and Patty, vice versa. So we're good with where it's at.
Lowry gets hurt yesterday, leaves for a bit, comes back. You put Andrew at center, and he win 73% of his faceoffs. How comforting is it to have that option all the time?
Well, both those guys, because they go out first on the power play, or on the PK rather, and they take their weak side faceoffs as well, they're getting really meaningful faceoffs, and they're both, you know, go back to where we were 3 years ago. In the middle, we struggled, and Todd Woodcroft does an awful lot of work, prep work for all our centermen, and helping them prepare. And then Blake's come in and just been fantastic in the middle. So our center ice, our face-off wins are a piece to our penalty kill improvement. And starting with the puck for our team is important, as it is for anybody.
Talking with both Hellebuck and Brossoit, they've said to me that one of the things that's helped them succeed is the confidence that they have in the defensive structure around them. Asked Helly when it kind of clicked with him, he said, you know, early in the season he was watching tape, video, and kind of saw all the work that the defense were doing around him, which kind of really gave him a boost. Did you see that moment for him where it kind of clicked?
I don't know
what he had.
I don't know that I saw it necessarily in him, but I've certainly felt the group, and you can almost feel it in practice. All the guys that wear red and the goalies are a team out there, and they're having fun trying to stop the forwards. And that's an important thing, camaraderie, the team within a team. When you have guys blocking shots, and you think of Nathan Beaulieu's shot on the 6-on-5 that he gets a block, there's a real connection there. And what Connor's done is bought our defense time to build confidence. You know, going back to tap your goalie in the pads and say thanks is a whole lot different than going back and saying you're sorry, feeling like you're letting the guy down. So they fed off each other emotionally for sure.
So one of the things, again, that both of them said kind of helps them with their game is, yeah, they're facing high danger chances against, but they'll say they can face that when they know that the puck's not going backdoor or when those lanes are being shut down. So is it a coaching tactic potentially to allow a confident goalie to face a high danger shot rather than kind of divvy up the system so that it's a chance, but at least he's not having to worry about that backdoor
pass? They're having, for the most part, most of the action that we've had is kind of scrums more than, when you think back, the extreme example is in San Jose in the second and third period. what the group that we have has done well is they've let our goalies see more shots from the point. I mean, there's screens there, but they've pushed a little harder, moved a guy 6 inches, connected to their offensive player earlier to allow our goalies more opportunity from those high shots from out top. I think any goalie, certainly our two, if they can see it, even a high danger shot, they got lots of confidence that they can stop it. They're clean on those. The tough ones are the ones you don't see, and then it kicks out to the side, and it is a backdoor play. This group's, and so I'm also going to include our center ice or our low forward in that. But in terms of handling what we would call the low three, the back end's battled hard to give our goalies a chance to see the ones that turn into trouble before they become trouble.
Just one more on last night's fisticuffs there. When you would see Adam Lowry maybe fight a Ryan Reeves against the Vegas Golden Knights, that will give a team a boost. But when you see a smaller guy fight a bigger guy, would that do the same, or is there some more hesitancy?
Once it's over.
Sure.
Right, because those things can get ugly real fast. Just he got up, his hands were good, his face was good, we were happy for him. Nobody messed with him in practice today.
Even coaching
him. Nicky's getting lots of room.
Right. But, I mean, you've seen it in the past, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Where a small guy goes at, like, so it's just that it's not, there's nothing that comes from that. It's, you don't get that same.
Sure you do, right? But we're not sending Nicky out. Trust me. So what you like on the bench is a certain emotional level that kind of gets you to that point. We're not looking for Nicky to fight anybody, but you'll love anybody on your bench that doesn't like the whack he took on the back of the legs, gives one back. He doesn't give an inch, right? He protects himself, and if he ever got into one that he couldn't handle, there'd be, you know, four other guys in there as well. That's important for your hockey team. Just, you'll want to be playing at a level that I guess it could possibly happen, but we're not looking for Nicky to do that again.
Fair enough.
Well, do you have a plan for using Hamilton and Bork in the?
Yeah, that'll get sorted out a little bit here today. We won't be looking to put them both in at the same time, but they're both real close.
Thank you.